People's Choice Adventurers. Every year, National Geographic asks its readers to vote for the People's Choice Adventurers of the Year. Meet the winners and some of the most impressive runners-up for the award. A. Sano Babu Sunuwar and Lakpa Cheri Sherpa took the title following their ultimate descent expedition. The pair proved they have a true spirit of adventure by successfully completing the expedition, which involved climbing Everest, paragliding back down, and then kayaking all the way to the Indian Ocean. With borrowed gear and a bare-bones budget, there were no corporate sponsors nor social media campaigns, just the essentials for adventure: vision, creativity, and friendship. The three-month quest for the ultimate descent began in April 2011, and the pair arrived at the summit of Mount Everest, 8,850 metres, on May the 21st. Wasting no time, they then launched a tandem paraglider from the summit, being only the third team to do so. For the men, flying above the Kumba Glacier was the highlight of the expedition. Their 4,999-metre descent lasted a remarkable 45 minutes. The final stage of their expedition was completed on June the 27th, when the men reached Ganga Sagar in the Bay of Bengal by kayak. B. Surfer Carissa Moore has not only proved herself to be a top-class surfer, but she's even managed to break the gender barrier in her sport by competing in men's events. At the age of 18, Moore finished high school like most youngsters her age. However, that was also the year she was accepted onto the Association of Surfing Professionals, ASP, Women's World Tour. She showed fellow competitors and surfing fans what she was made of when she picked up first prize in two events. Moore went on to crush the female competition in world surfing's main events. On the ASP's World Tour, she came first in three events and snatched the overall women's title. The young surfer has also competed against the world's best male surfers on male tour events. In two short years of professional competition, Moore has pocketed a staggering $225,000 and has attracted top-notch sponsors. The young surfer is now set to compete against the world's best male surfers on the male tour events, which will take place on her home turf in Hawaii. C. Groundbreaking adventure has always made us examine the fine line between the possible and the impossible. Street trials rider Danny McCaskill is a shining example of a young adventurer who has forced us to reconsider what is possible. In 2011, a short film called Industrial Revolutions, featuring the young rider, McCaskill, became an instant sensation on YouTube. In the film, McCaskill performs some mind-blowing stunts as he rides through abandoned Scottish factories, leaping between train cars and riding across 5-centimetre-wide beams suspended 4.6 metres above concrete. McCaskill makes us reimagine our daily environments as he and his bike become one. Thanks to sponsorship, since 2009, he has travelled over 64,374 kilometres in Scotland in search of the ideal location for his next perfect trick. No one is more surprised by his success than the rider himself. "I never had the goal of becoming a professional rider," says McCaskill. "I just wanted to ride my bike." D. Snowboarder Travis Rice, whose father was a ski patroller, was raised to take risks in snowy mountains. His unique combination of fearlessness, acrobatics, and snow and mountain sense have enabled him to reach the peaks of snowboarding. Now hailed as the best snowboarder in the world, Rice received worldwide acclaim following the release of the film The Art of Flight, in which he executes astonishing aerial tricks high up in the mountains. In the peaks, a fall could mean tumbling down a vertical face or being swept into a gaping crevasse. Although a lot of planning went into the film, many of the tricks were spontaneous. Rice says, "You have to see opportunity when it knocks on your door."